Bob, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I hear the voices, animal noises, the tremble of cool, the feminine of this sin, reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Hi there, this is your local radio DJ named Bill, also known Zombie Zack, also known as After Rot. Welcome to the future. The future is dead. The world is dead. The zombie, how come this entire apocalypse thing and there's not been one single gosh darn zombie yet found? I want to know where the zombies are. Okay, my fellow zombies, come on out and share, join, increase, endure, and become one with the apocalypse! And I don't know where it's going to go. But on that merry, very note, I would like to share a little thing. So we are all, as I'm aware, actually I'm pretty much hoping that everybody is aware of, the pandemic situation that is occurring across the world right now. I don't think there is a particular... Oh yes, there is one continent that has not been affected. That would be the continent of Antarctica, which has a population of what? 7? It's a serious thing. People should take it seriously. There are many extremes and then many centralized sides of the equation where it's like, okay, well, if we do these things, we can help people in the long term. If we do these things over here, people will die right away. Let's try and find the happy medium, the balance that comes into the middle, and as much as possible, try and stay positive, create positivity, share positivity. Yeah, it's rough. It's going to get rough. It's going to be very rough for some people and less rough for others. So let's just try and all work together and make the best of it. In that meantime, this has allowed me more time to watch movies and stuff. And so I'm going to talk about 4 of them today. Because normally I'm only talking about 2 or 3, but now 4. 4 of them is what I'm going to talk about. Haha, 4. Let's start with 3 Bond movies. First one, it is going to be this one. Let me see if I can find the trailer. There we go. Bing ding.
Roger Moore is James Bond, 007, in Ian Fleming's Live and Let Die.
My name's Bob. James Bond.
Names is for tombstones, baby. Waste him, now.
James Bond is back, and wherever he drops in, it can mean only one thing.
Trouble!
This is the Bond adventure with more excitement, more action, more danger, and more. Much more. Roger Moore as James Bond, 007. Seven is on a worldwide manhunt. The body count is going up. And where Bond stops to visit, he leaves his mark on everything.
They'll kill you.
They will kill us. Love is lesson number 2. Togetherness.
Is there time before we leave for lesson number 3?
Absolutely.
Seat and hang on.
If any man can show just cause where they might not lawfully be joined together.
Because Bond is on the move. And if you miss this one, you'll miss the most exciting 007 adventure of them all.
was Live and Let Die from 1973. One of the actual Bond movies that I can pretty much safely say is one of my favorite, and one of the reasons for that is the music throughout the movie and the whole voodoo stuff, because I love voodoo stuff. Voodoo stuff is like, oh, cool. Funniest thing in this movie, though, is the fake snake. The one guy is dancing around, prancing around, trying to scare the shit, and it would be a very scary situation to be in. Has this big snake, and it's like, oh my god, I can't believe how fake that snake looks. It's just, it stuck with me. It's always stuck with me. So, of most of the Bond movies that I've been watching, I think this is now like the 7th or 8th one in the linear sequence of, this is the one... yeah, I'm not going to mention that part. But I am going to say, this is the one that has the strongest impact on me because I remember this one the most. The whole thing with Baron Samedi, with Jane Seymour, Yaphet Kotto. It's just all of the music in this movie was like, cool. And all of the visuals in this movie, cool. Now, I know I'm old and it's hard for me to remember things, but all of the other Bond movies before this with the Sean Connery and George Lazenby, I remembered bits and pieces of them. And I just couldn't connect to actually remember. And I know I've seen all of them, but this one I can remember right off the bat. Yeah, I remember this movie. Yeah, I remember the swamp chase on the boats as opposed to having a car chase. They tried to go for something a little different here with the car chase as opposed to the boat chase. So, like, it's kind of the thing. Every Bond movie has a car chase in it of one sort or another. And then this one, instead, they have the boat chase, and it's awesome. They did a wonderful job of it. Now, I do have to mention that one of the funniest parts of this movie is Clifton James, also known as in the movie, Sheriff Peppa. It's like, how redneck and racist can you get? Apparently that much. And it's actually amusing the way that they play him in the... they play him in the movie. Now, there's a secret thing in the next movie I'm going to talk about. A secret thing about that. But you'll probably figure it out because I'm sure that if you're a Bond fan, you're familiar with it. So one of the overall things that I've been enjoying watching the Bond movies is the evolution of the movie-making process. Every movie gets just that little bit edgier, cooler, neater, with more funkier, weird technology. Fighting scenes all get better. Dialogue still seems to remain a lot the same. It's really cool. You've always got these one-liners, these little flip-off bits or whatever that just come across cool. Awesome. One thing that still stays with it so far up to this point, even still with the third Bond playing the Bond, he is still such a little sexist shit, man. He seduces Jane Seymour and doesn't even give her a try by using her own beliefs against her to get her into bed. And it's like, wow, that is the epitome, whatever, however you want to pronounce that word, of the Bond mythology. Now, I know it evolves as we get farther into the later Bonds, where it's not quite as much that. It's just more, hey, I'm sexy and I know it, as opposed to, I'm sexy and you'll blow it, kind of thing. So, now I'm going to go into the next one, because the next one is like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
What do you know about a man called Scaramanga?
The man with the golden gun. He always uses a golden bullet.
This trinket was sent with a note requesting special delivery to you.
I have never seen Mr. Scaramanga. Mr. Bond, this is impossible. I can't...
I can't tell you.
Don't kill me.
Who?
Scaramanga.
Roger Moore, back in action in the exotic East as James Bond, 007, on a collision course with the most dangerous man alive. The man with the golden gun.
Hold on, sir.
James Bond, on the job. The girls are willing.
I've dreamed about you setting me free.
The pace is killing.
good night. We've got you spotted.
How about a demonstration, boy?
Certainly, sir.
You'll meet old friends and new enemies. It's Non-Stop Bond. The action is spectacular.
You're not.
I sure am, boy.
Reaching a new high for 007.
Bonjour, Monsieur Bond. I am Nick Nack. Monsieur Scaramanga will welcome you personally.
The target is the highest priced killer in the world. He plays a deadly game, and the stakes are sky high.
Was the trailer for The Man with the Golden Gun. What I should mention is before, for Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney and Wings, Paul McCartney and his wife, with Wings, did the song for the Live and Let Die song, which has always stayed with me ever since 1973. Now, The Man with the Golden Gun, that one that we just did, 1974, with the main song by a band slash artist named Lulu. I drew a complete blank when I looked up that name. It's like, I don't know who this person is. But apparently very popular and famous in Britain and the UK and Europe and whatever. Had a whole bunch of songs, but a bunch of TV stuff, and is still around doing stuff. So yay her. But one of the coolest things about this movie for me was, oh my God, Christopher Lee. Awesome. And funnily enough, Hervé Villechaize, and I probably butchered his last name, but I'm sorry. And he's in this movie before the time that he did Fantasy Island, which is where most people remember him from. But Hervé, in this movie, is awesome. He plays such a kooky little character that it fit him. And when I was watching the behind-the-scenes stuff on it, they'd originally designed that character to be some big guy. And then Hervé was like, hey, this is even cooler because he's just a complete... not what you'd expect as being a that kind of role. And it works. It's beautiful. It works awesome. Now, we have our Bond girls in this movie of Britt Eklund. Awesome. And Maude Adams, who I did not know, but apparently she's been in a couple of horror movies I've watched. And she plays a really good character. Oh, but she dies. Sad face. One of the funny things, actually, there's a whole bunch of funny things in this movie, but that's kind of the way most Bond movies go. Oh, you're stuck where? I'm stuck in the boot. Oh, wait, that's British slang for the trunk. Ha ha ha. Now, also apparently in this one, they have this really huge big car stunt where the car is gone down one lane and the car that they're tracing is down another lane. And then there's like this ramp that's sort of like, yeah, okay, do that. Apparently they did that in one take and thought that maybe we should do another. It's like, no, we can't do that again because that was just too amazing and too unusual to do again. Fun stuff. Sun Tek Oh, and his daughters in this movie are the best karate fighters in this movie. It was awesome. So there's the one scene where there's the whole karate class. Bond has been sent to the classroom. And it's a whole kung fu karate type dojo. And they're like, oh, now you must come fight with the rest of the Azure karate guys. And then he just kicks the shit out of the one first by taking him surprise. The next guy's like, haha, you're not going to do that to me. Bow. And I'm going to look at you very carefully because you are a very bad person. All that scene and whatever, and then they brush out, and then the other Asian cop who is partnered with him in this movie, his daughters are like kick-ass kung fu fighters. Really good. they're actually really good. So the action scenes have started getting better here, and I really like this. And this is just kind of, like I said, part and parcel of the whole development process of the character, the evolution both of the film study and the stories. I mean, up until this point at least, and even still further on, the movies are surprisingly satisfying to watch. They have a beginning, they have a middle, they have an end, but the whole thing tends to just... It's two-hour movies, man. They are not short movies, but they carry through still well, and I really like that. So, moving on to the next one. Do 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 do.
It's the biggest. It's the best. It's Bond. And beyond.
James Bond and the woman is Major Amasova, a Russian agent. Let them get ashore and then kill them.
I'm sorry.
I have to get her off.
How?
Well, well, well. A British agent in love with a Russian agent.
Your time's running out, Stromberg.
Yours too, Mr. Bond. Yours too.
It's the biggest. It's the best. It's Bond. And beyond.
That was The Spy Who Loved Me, which came out in, what was that time? 1977. Oh, they took a couple years to go through that one. Oh, yeah, I was reading and watching some stuff about that. So between these two movies, what happens is there was always two producers on the series of movies before, and this was the first time that it turned into the one producer because the other guy ran into some financial difficulties. And leave it at that. Watch the behind the scenes. I love the behind the scenes stuff. I just wish they had proper gag reels on these Bond movies. And if they do, I can't find them. But we'll find them eventually someday because I love gag reels. So this movie is awesome. The song, well, actually almost all of the Bond movies are awesome. I'm probably sure to get into a few later on that are probably less awesome. But you know what I mean, right? So this one has the opening, the intro, the theme song for done by Carly Simon. One of the notable other things in this movie is Carolyn Monroe, who played a bunch of horror movies, including, oh shit, I just completely forgot the movie that I really liked her in, besides Star Crash. Star Crash was awesome. There was another one. There was another one. There was another one. There was another one as my magic fingers go trawling across the internet to find, Captain Kronos, the hell was it? I know it. Damn it. Why can't I remember it? Come on, where are you? Vampire Hunters, I'm sure that's what it was. Captain Kronos, where are you? There we go, Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter. And The Golden Voyage of Sinbad. Oh my god, she was the girl in there that's being threatened by all the monsters all the time. And Jack is favorited for her of the Dr. Fibs? We'll go with Fibs. Rises again. Whoa. Sorry, and the original Abominable Dr. Fives. But I digress, because that's what I do, because I am focus challenged. Aha! Ha! Ha! So, another change this particular movie has going for it as far as the Bond lexicon is that the Bond girl, in this case, Barbara Bach, is his equal in the effects of being a secret agent for the Russian side. Agent Triple X. I always giggled every time they said that because, like, you know why I mean. So, fun stuff. They have the whole thing going on with it. Oh, yeah. What was the car? What kind of car was this? This was a Lamborghini? Yeah. So they have this beautiful white Lamborghini car that fits perfectly within the dichotomy of the movie. And then it's, oh, by the way, it can also work as a submersible. Cool car. And there was a fun fact that at the end, where the car drives out of the ocean onto the beach, there's the one guy with this bottle of, I'm guessing it's malt liquor that he's drinking. He's like, what? They have him show up again in another movie later on. What? And apparently he does a couple of these where he doesn't actually say anything. It's just the expression on his face is, what? Amusing stuff. Oh, and yes, now we're back to the models. I love the models that they've used in most of the Bond movies. They have this attention to detail that's beautiful. So we have this huge tanker that's gobbling up submarines. And, I mean, back in the day, it would be very, very hard to distinguish that this is a model versus whatever. But our special effects acumen has become so much evolved, as it were, that it's, like, I found it easy to recognize, oh, that's the model! But there are some points where it's getting into this movie and with the last one, where it's like, I can't tell whether that's a model or the set. And then watching the behind the scenes, you can see, oh shit, that's the set, that's the model. That's cool. I love that shit. That's awesome. Oh yes. So, I only watched the three Bond movies this week. I watched another movie because I just had to have something to cleanse my palate of all of the crap going on in the world and cool stuff. So then I went and did this one because this one really, really epitomizes stuff in general.
We're now at DEFCON 3, Colonel.
There's a virus. It's turning all humans to something beyond imagination.
We're seeing a foreshadow of human extinction. But they have a strategic military option.
Think of a gun on its head.
Let's prep, load, send them out.
All systems green.
Impact in 4, 3, 2, 1.
You've used these before, right?
No. First time.
Sir, we have a situation.
We regret to inform you that the weapons are great piles of crap.
They're not crap. You're crap.
You can't create a species and expect it not to spread.
Government officials have urged that all citizens evacuate.
Eventually, it's gonna bite you in the ass.
Oh, crap. This ain't no freaking game show, man. You're fired.
You better pray to God that when this war is over, we're all dead.
Our best option is to destroy them all.
They're not crap. You're crap. I giggled through this entire movie. And just for the record, the movie is officially called Jurassic Thunder. It is a parody of all kinds of things, but most specifically the Jurassic World movies, zombie movies, and any movie that has a big lizard. Did you put a gun attached to its head? Yes, yes we did. This is awesome. The movie is... It's a standard B movie. It's the special effects are like, what? Okay, there's the blood splatter scene. It's like, okay, that didn't even look like blood, but that's funny. And more importantly than anything else, if you like to make fun of Donald Trump, the current leader of the United States, there's a scene in this, and I'm going to give this spoiler away because this spoiler made me laugh my ass off. So they have a hologram head. It's the president of the United States talking to the army guy, well, the colonel and the general, and then his Russian cohorts. And it's like, hey, change the color on this. Adjust it, man. It's like it's wrong. No, sir, that is his actual color. It's too orange. Funny as shit. Everything they did with Trump parodies through this movie is awesome, especially the scene with him dancing in the White House. The hollow boxing scene was just, this is fantastically amusing and tickles a small part in my soul that says, we need more funny stuff like that. Funny stuff like that. That's what we need. More of it. So, as far as people in this movie, I don't know any of them. It doesn't even matter if I did know who they were, because this is the kind of movie that you turn your brain off and just enjoy a complete shit show. It's not a bad shit show. It's a good shit show. Milko Davis apparently is a big part of it. He is the director, writer, a bunch of other people here who I've never heard of before. So it's not a surprise. I mean, it's one of these cheesy movies, and it is really cheesy. So. According to IMDb, the official release date is August 24th, but from what I understand, it just came out, well, maybe it just came out in Canada, then on March 10th, 3rd, something like that, earlier this month. I highly recommend it. I also highly recommend turning your brain off, as I have already mentioned at least once. It's over-the-top cheesy. That's all I can say. That's really all I can say about that. Now, I'm going to play you a song, because... that's what I do at the interpoint mezzo point of the show, right? I know. It was a moot point for me to say that as well. We'll be right back.
je sens la musique. Maintenant, je pense que jusqu'à toi. Laissons-nous ensemble sentir la musique dans nos veines. Thank you.
wow, that song just kind of catch you out the end there. It's like, hey, look, it just ended. It's like, wait, it could be going on for 34 minutes. Or 34 more minutes. Or 35 more. I don't know. It's magic, you know? That's what happens. So, if you are not familiar with, which I'm kind of guessing people in the chat room don't know, that is a song band by the name of Safari Duo, which had a very big song called Sandstorm. Or is that... No, that's another group. Whatever. The song is called Played Alive, the Bongo Song. I enjoy it. It's a fun little bit. It's just one of those songs that plays in the background for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And it's just mellow and chill. So now, let us return to the wonderful world of Mega Squirrel. Oh man, what the hell did I say? This thing shit us out somewhere, didn't it? It's like, what? It's like, I feel dirty now. Dirty. Hey! What about the rest of us? I'm like a burr in the hair on your side here, and it's like, I feel just as dirty. Well, I must say, that was pretty much what I expected, because that's how we come through these sorts of things. You know, the Schmurgy transit system, it is exactly what it sounds like. Schmurgalus. Schmurgyful. Schmurgled. I don't know any other words that go with the Schmurgy, but we're going to go with it's the Schmurgy fishiest bis of way possible. Dude, man. Oh, thank God we didn't get slimed this time. Well, I'm sorry, what? Slimed? Yeah, man, every once in a while when you use the Schmurgy transit system, even with that disgusting noise thing, tearing the rip in the fabric of space and time and all of that other really cool quasi-cosmic shit, sometimes you get slimed.
Oh, I don't think I would have liked being slimed, because, you know, I'm tiny guy, and tiny guy with a little bit of slime, that's like a big difference between you guys getting slimed, because you guys get slimed, you're like big compared to me, I'm like tiny.
Yeah, man. You probably would have drowned in that slime, because it's gross, it's disgusting, but thank God we didn't get slimed. Yes, indeed, gentlemen, we are here at... Actually, I don't think we're in the right place. What do you mean we're not in the right place? I thought your Schmurgy transport system was infallible. I did not say it was infallible, I said it was efficient. Don't they kind of go hand in hand with one and the other, you know, sort of like... It's kind of what expectation you would have in these sorts of matters. Well, you know, just because it's not infallible, it is efficient, it means it runs well. It doesn't necessarily always run well to the point where I expected us to be. I expected us to be 30 feet over that way. And what's the difference with being over there versus being over here? I mean, it's only 30 feet. We can walk that way over there, right? Well, true enough, in normal circumstances, I would agree with you 100%, even possibly even more so. However, we are smacked at. Do you see these stones? What the micro guy said. And do you see how... Oh, shit. Exactly. We are smack dab in the middle of a fairy squirrel. Sorry, I did not mean squirrel. I meant circle. Because it is a circle of life and death and other things. We do not want to be here.
Well, then why don't we just get out?
Well, as Doc, you know, we can't just get out. We are stuck here until a fairy lets us out. I'm sorry, what? Until a what lets us what? Yes, that's exactly what I said. A fairy. One of the many irksome creatures, well, lovely, adorable, light-headed, and gay creatures that frolic and flitter around this lovely forest.
Hey, he said that because somebody's probably listening.
I did not. I mean it truly and throughly and through every port and core of my body. I don't know. Yes, I'm going to stick with that. That is my answer. I agree. I do not need to phone a friend for that either.
Hey, something's up.
Yes, Micro, I think something's up.
Yeah, he's trying to make it so that we can cooze on out of this because we're stuck.
What do you mean we're stuck? Why are we stuck in a fairy squirrel? There's just a couple of standing stones. Step out.
Dude, don't even try to step over those things, because you do, you're going to get like an electric shock therapy thing that's going to like put all the hairs in, and it's cool once. But what happens is it still bounces you back into the circle. Yeah, he might be able to walk out of here, because, you know, he's like the not-quite-alive kind of guy, Dad, and he might actually be able to walk out. Oh, right there, Bubba. Why don't you give that a go and see if you can? I highly suspect you will pass through without any ill effect. Yes, okay, that's good. Yeah. Dunk. Well, that was not exactly as I thought it would go.
Is he on the ground?
Yes, indeed, he's face forward. Good thing he doesn't breathe, because he might not be able to breathe anymore after that kind of fall, because he's face down in the ground, and there's like, his face is in the ground. I'm concerned. Not really. We can get out of this. Everything's peachy. Everything's perfect. We will be just happy and we'll wait for a wonderful, lovely, talented fairy creature to come along and assist us in walking across the fairy doorway.
Fairy doorway?
Yes, that's right there, over there. See those two stones right there?
Yeah.
See how they're like similar and exactly alike, but one is blue and one is pink?
Yeah.
And if you look deeper, those pinks and reds actually and blues, they go into deeper colors and they sort of like sparkle and shit?
Yeah.
Well, that is the fairy circle doorway. We need somebody to unlock it from the outside.
So what you're saying is, it's a trap.
One could look at it that way, yes, and that would technically be correct. It would also technically be correct in that it is a means for which the fairy community has decided to use an effective ploy to maintain their borders. Because, you know, people are always trying to break into their territory, into these lovely woods. See all these lovely woods?
Yeah, I don't know if I like the lovely woods. I want to be outside of the woods. I don't want to be in these woods because these woods are scary.
Correct. They're scary because we don't belong here, and we need to leave forthwith, hastily even, with as much alacrity as we can possibly muster.
Yeah, all those words that mean faster.
Dudes, okay. I'm huge. Why am I stuck in this fairy squirrel? Holy crap, you know? I'm even saying that wrong. That's just, wow, this fairy circle. Why can't I just step up? I would not recommend it for you either, sir. You are rather large. As I stare up at your rather high forehead, that's way up there. Even you should not be able to step out of the fairy circle. At least Bubba got out of the fairy circle. He's still probably going to able to rouse himself. I don't know. See, he's still extant, I guess, was the word we could use. It's not quite alive, not quite dead, but somewhere in the middle, right? Sure, yeah, okay, we'll go with that. So basically we have to sit on our asses here and wait until somebody can let us out the door, right? Correct. Can we raise an alarm, cause a ruckus, get some kind of attention to facilitate moving that along faster? No, because the fairy people, the lovely people of this lovely forest, operate on their own particular time schedule. They do things as they will, as it were, because that's what they do. This is the way. They do it that way. That is how they have done it for generations upon generations upon. Yeah, man, he's like, it's basically speaking, we gotta wait until somebody comes along and hears us and says, hey, they'll help us, or not. But fortunately, most of the fairy folk are pretty easygoing. You just have to answer maybe a riddle or two, and maybe give a couple of drops of blood. Wait, what? Blood? Yeah, you know, it's like the stuff that circulates through, it's like, blood?
I don't know if that's a good idea for me. I mean, I really don't have much in the way of blood, because I'm tiny. I might take all my blood to get one drop. Mind you, if you're talking about my size drop, that's okay. I don't know what they can do with that because it's kind of like one of those, you know, tiny people things. Don't make fun of me. Don't even go there.
Dude, I would never. Because, you know, like you're another one of the fuzzy guys. You're like, cool, let's hang, let's hip. See?
Oh, okay, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Let's sing a song. Maybe that'll drive them nuts and they'll come and get us out of here.
Nah, man, they love songs.
Well, maybe then that'll help us get out of here. faster because if they love songs, maybe yours.
Dude, have you heard your voice? Yeah, dude, have you heard your voice?
Yeah, I've heard my voice. I hear my voice all the time. That's why I speak in my voice.
Yeah, man. I don't think anybody's going to appreciate a musical song.
Ah, la 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 la. I have no lyrics to sing because I don't know any songs. I have no music ability whatsoever, but I can keep it going for a very, very long time. Ah, la 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 la. Yeah, it go me, I can sing, see, ha, 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 ha,
dude. Yeah, I'm going to echo what Doc just said there. Dude. Oh, good gracious. You were almost musically inclined there.
Hey, you guys. What you doing here?
Whoa. There's somebody now. Let's go see if we can talk to them.
Yeah. Why you guys infect my place? Why are you in my circle?
Dude, I'm so terribly sorry. We got dropped here by a schmurgy transport.
Aw, man. Those things again? I hate those things. They're terrible. They just do things and they drop it out of nowhere and like, ah.
Oh, my good sir. To whom do I have the pleasure of addressing?
I am Prickly Pear, the Fairy Scare Bear.
Oh, goodness. That's an interesting name. And I would perceive that you would be more than happy for us to leave your circle so that we could go on our way away from the forest. Is that not correct?
Yeah, man. That would be awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, don't forget. We gotta get a timeline to get that thing with the thing, right?
Why you guys infecting my circle?
I told you. It's the Smurgy. He dropped us here. He's supposed to drop us over there, out of your way, and completely without interfering and bugging you. You know how the Smurgy is?
Yeah, I do. He's an annoying little gnat. Drops people in the middle of my circle. I don't like that.
I concur and heartily agree with you, sir. We would be happy to just get the heck away from you as quickly as possible so that we no longer inconvenience or irritate you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you gotta pay the price. There's a price that has to be paid.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Yes, we understand that there is payment due. What particular form of payment would you protrude for us today?
Hey, what the hell's wrong with that one?
Oh, he fainted.
What do you mean he fainted? He fainted. Hey, wake up! Wake up!
Oh,
interesting. You're one of them. Yeah, you go stand over there. You're exempt because I don't want any of your blood.
Yes, Bubba. Don't worry. It's all good. This fine gentleman here...
Hey, who'd you think I'm a gentleman?
This fine personage here is about to conduct a series of transactions in which we will procure our release from this little fairy squirrel. So, Bubba, don't worry. Don't do nothing. It's all good. We'll be fine.
All right. Are you all ready to subside and subscribe and subside? In other words, it's rhymed with die.
I would beg to include the word that the fact that these words don't actually rhyme with the word.
I said with words that rhyme with die.
Hey, how about we try?
Excellent. You can come out.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
But that other little guy that's sitting on top of you? What?
Hey, that's me. I'm the little guy. I'm tiny. I'm micro...
Oh, were you the one singing?
Yeah, that was me. Did you like that?
Yeah, sure. No problem. We can do that. Yeah. You can come out too, because you entertained me for at least a second or two. Okay. Now, what are we going to do with you two? You two, I don't think you have any creative capabilities whatsoever in your bodies there.
Oh, well, I do know how to throw a boomerang.
Do you have a boomerang?
Not at the moment, I can't say. That is correct. I could,
do you have blood?
I have lots of blood in my system.
Okay. Alright. Okay, you extend out your hand, and I'm going to cut you. Cut you with my knife. This big knife here. See this big knife I carry in my backpack?
Oh, I say, that is a mighty fine big knife you have there, Sir Prickly Bear.
Yeah. Okay, come over here. Come to the door. Stick your hand out closer. Closer. Closer.
Ouch! That was not as difficult or as painful as I thought it would be.
All right, you're good. Excellent. There's a couple of drops of blood there on the ground. Yeah, okay, good. Come on, you're good to get out. All right, okay, good. Hey, man, how about me now? Yeah, well, come on over here, and let's see your weird-ass self. Oh, you're one of those croc things. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm like, chill with it. You want some of my blood? No, I only need blood from the one. That's kind of the way that the pact goes. I need blood from one, a song from one, some other stuff from one. You know what I could use from you, though? You got any of that wood with you? Oh, yeah, man. I totally got some wood with me. How much wood would you like, sir? I don't know. Give me about a square foot of bark.
No problemo.
Here you go, sir. Ah, fantastic. That makes me feel quite good. I feel okay with the world right now, people. So you know what? I'm going to let you all go. All of you. Come on out, crocodile guy thing. Hey, chill, bro. Chill. That's awesome. I like it. It's good. Let's group. Oh, man, you snapped me with that. Yeah, sorry, that was a bit of a joke. I had to... Come on out. Okay. So where are y'all heading now?
Well, good sir, we are trying to head towards Stoner's Creek.
Stoner's Creek? Why the hell would you want to go there? There's nothing there but druggies and things that fall out of the sky.
Exactly. We are looking for something that falls out of the sky from there.
Not the best idea to go, because right now, if you go that way, that's really the only way to go. You gotta get through the horde of thespian vampire frogs.
What? I thought they were deceased.
Nah, man, they came back. They come back every couple of centuries like a bad plague. They just like sort of... I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe. They sort of like jump out of the ground under the foliage.
What? Vampire frogs?
No. Thespian vampire frogs.
What the hell's the difference? I don't even know what thespian stands for.
That means they like to talk. Yeah, dudes. They talk. They talk incessantly. They talk in riddles. They talk in weird-ass voices. And they talk circles around everybody else that's normal.
Oh, my. That is correct. I had completely... Is that this year already?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, that sounds all very exciting. What do you think? Can we get through these thespian vampire frogs?
I don't know. Do we want to? Why don't we just go around them like it takes...
No, we have to go that way. It is the only way to the Stoner's Creek. Because at the Stoner's Creek, that is where we will find... You know what I mean. That is where we will find the secret source for where the giant pigeon nests.
What? You going after the pigeon? What is you, Stimple?
No, good sir, I am not Stimple, nor am I Simple, nor am I... I am studious, though. Yes, that is quite correct, so I will take that one. We are going after the pigeon because the pigeon is a curmudgeonly, and it is a terrifying force of chaos.
Yeah? And you say that as it's a bad thing.
Well, yes, I say it's a bad thing because it's destroying things. It's eating cows.
Yeah, but who cares about a couple of cows?
The king certainly does. He cares about those cows very much because it's... He likes cows. I don't know. That's the way it works. Huh.
Yeah. You are correct, Bubba. That is very astute. You have hit the nail on the head. We have to go through the thespian vampire frogs, otherwise known as TVFs.
What? TVFs? That doesn't sound right either. Hello, you guys... What? I mean, this is a medieval-type world. What kind of acronymizations do you guys do? That doesn't compute with what my little watch says here. Oh, shit.
What is it there, Micro? What is it? Come on, spill it out, Micro.
It says one. I don't know what one means. One, I know one means, like, after that it's going to be zero, so that means it's, like, it's really soon. I think we need to move quickly, because otherwise... Oh, wait, now it says 20. Never mind!
Whoa, dudes, let's get moderating. Hey, you want another one? I'm bored. I want to go on a quest with y'all.
Really? You want to come along with us? Prickly Pear? The Fairy Scare Bear?
Yeah, sounds like fun. And it's like, yeah, sounds like fun. Let me just go get my weapons.
Wait, you have weapons?
Yeah, I have a few. Why, do you guys need any?
No, I think we're good. But if you get your weapons, we'll wait for you, and then we'll go. All right?
Yeah, sounds groovy. Give me a sec. All right, let's go.
Okay then, boys and girls. Wait, there's no girls amongst our team, is there? Let me check. Nope, none whatsoever. Okay, gentlemen, let us be on. Continue with our quest. We got to go to Stoner's Creek, which is over that way, and we will now encounter at some point in time during that period thespian vampire frogs. Hopefully not too Gregorius or Gregorian or even Egregious.
And that is the conclusion of another zombie-rific, Zorolific, Zacholiftic kind of show. So come on out and check us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever the hell that translates to in whatever part of the world you're in. Check us out on the Twitters, check us out on the Facebooks, check us out on the Instagrams, and as I infect more social media platforms, those too. I would like to thank everybody who's ever come out, everybody who's listening, everybody who has a letter in their name. Have yourselves an after-rotting, amazing good time, and be well, stay safe, stay sane, try and do the healthy thing, and make sure to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Have fun, y'all.